When you think of pollution, what comes to mind? That swirling island of garbage in the Pacific Ocean? Seagulls coated in thick black oil in the Gulf of Mexico? A power plant spewing plumes of smoke into the sky? But what about the smaller picture? The environmental intruders that come into play when you zoom way, way in? At the cellular level, we see an entire world of poisons and environmental toxins which create effects every bit as worrisome as their macro counterparts. Toxins. It's a buzzword, a hot concept in advertisement, pop culture, and the top 10 article with a sensational headline that your friend from high school posts on social media. But with all the hubbub surrounding them, it's surprisingly difficult to pin down a consensus as to what exactly a toxin is and what it is not. Dosis, sola, facit, veninum. Translated from Latin, the dose makes the poison. This adage, as simple as it may be, is a central paradox of toxicology. Quote, all things are poisons, write Paracelsus, and nothing is without poison. The dosage alone makes it so a thing is not a poison. This ancient principle hits on the primary truth that anything can be considered a poison when presented in a large enough dose, even water. For our purposes, however, and in the interest of practicality, we'll have to draw a hard line somewhere. What is toxic for your brain and what isn't? Dorland's Medical Dictionary defines toxin as, quote, a poison, especially a protein or conjugated protein produced by certain animals, higher plants, and pathogenic bacteria. But that definition would limit our discussion to substances created by living things and completely ignore synthetic toxins and other man-made causes of inflammation, depression, and anxiety. Regardless of a precise definition, suffice it to say that there are harmful substances in the environment and in products that you use every day. And there are more of these than there have ever been before in human history. For example, you may have heard of phthalates. These chemicals found in plastic products of all kinds, toys, makeup, household cleaners, dishware, all kinds of things you probably come into contact with every day. They've come under deeper scrutiny in recent years. They're known to be what are called endocrine disruptors. They disrupt the way our hormonal system can work. But phthalates are far from the only danger. Mercury, cadmium, lead, and other heavy metals, pesticides, xenoestrogens. All in all, women consume, on average, 168 different chemicals each and every day just through self-care products alone. Foods can contain untold numbers of artificial chemicals, dyes, flavorings, fillers, pesticides, preservatives. The human brain is being exposed to more harmful substances than it ever has throughout history. It's impossible not to ask, what is this doing to our brains? Unfortunately, there is not as much research on the relationship between environmental toxicity, inflammation, depression, and anxiety as we might prefer. There are some studies examining the effects of high-level poisonings from substances such as lead, mercury, or other life-threatening toxic cases, but more research is starting to reveal how that lower-level toxic exposure might accumulate over time to cause slower degeneration of the brain and nervous system tissue, resulting in more subtle signs of illness and symptoms. Long-term exposure may lead to apoptosis, meaning cell death, in the brain and nervous system tissue. For instance, an epidemiological study compared 281 young adults who'd been exposed environmentally to lead as children with 287 reference non-exposed control subjects. It was found that exposed individuals had significantly more neuropsychiatric symptoms than the other group after more than two decades after initial exposure. All to say, studies like these show that our brains are vulnerable to environmental toxins, and often the symptoms and sequela of our exposure takes years to manifest. It's one of the many reasons we want to be on the lookout at all times to minimize the amount of toxic pressure on our modern brains. And these molecules are mechanistically connected to our old friend, inflammation. That's how our body responds to toxins, leading to the risk factors that we know are associated with an increased burden of depression and anxiety and other mental health disorders. We'll get deeply into diet and the complexities of modern eating a little later on in the course, but suffice it to say, you can find a lot of toxic particles in both highly processed packaged foods as well is the produce section. In mass-produced cookware, utensils, and kitchen tools, in so many places in how our food is produced and brought to our tables. And these materials can increase inflammation and exacerbate the effects of depression, anxiety, and other mental health conditions. So what then is one to do? While total clean living may seem like a pipe dream, there are steps that we can all take to reduce our exposure to these toxic substances and thereby experience better mental health. They can be small steps, like just not heating up your food in plastic anymore, or doing a better job just reading the ingredient list so you're not bringing these molecules into your home, feeding them to your brain and to the brains of your family members. You can look into your personal care products and try to reduce the number of chemicals that you're putting on your body. These all might seem like small steps, but I think they're so important because otherwise that word toxins can seem like this evildoer, this nebulous power out there hurting our brain health. And it's important to be very clear. While there are toxins in our everyday lives, the more aware and empowered we can be, the more we can do to reduce our exposure. There's no going back to a world without modern toxins. And to be honest, it's unlikely that such a world would ever really exist. The most we can do is make these small lifestyle changes, increase our own awareness, and use this to decrease the amount of toxins that our brain and our bodies encounter in our everyday lives. Let's talk about some key points from this module. Toxins is certainly a buzzword these days, and although anything can be toxic, it's the dose that makes the poison. When it comes to the brain, there are toxic substances in our environment at many levels, from the products that we use to the environment in which we live. The unfortunate truth is that the modern brain is being exposed to more harmful substances than ever before in human history. Many, like phthalates, heavy metals, and endocrine disruptors like BPA, are in everyday modern life. But awareness and selected actions can greatly reduce our exposure. Studies are now beginning to show that even low levels of toxin exposure over time has a detrimental effect on the brain. These toxins are harmful because they trigger inflammation in the brain, and that's why steps like cooking at home, modifying personal care products, minimizing plastic and heavy metal exposure make a big difference in long-term mental health. All to say, healing the modern brain requires us all to take steps to evaluate and reduce our exposure to toxins for optimal mental fitness and brain health. Be sure to review the resources for this module to discover ways to help reduce toxin exposure in your everyday life.